I said, "Mac, just go ahead and leave that cow." I said, "Till next Wednesday." And I said, "I don't want to have them. I got a cousin over here." Well, he's Will's his uncle. And he comes over here and does anything in the world that I want him to do. And he wouldn't, you couldn't give him a dime, but I appreciate that. So I called Jack and told him, and we left that run up to the truck just about that wide. That old bull was about that wide. And he could just get in there the best. And I said, "Well, get him turned around this long, we'll have him." There's an old man with him. He said, "Lord mercy." He said, "We loved him." I said, "Yeah, but I'm beginning to think we weren't going to load him." He said, "Me too. Me too." He said, "I'm beginning to think." But after he found out that he couldn't turn around, you know. Why, I told one of the youngs, I said, "Hit him with a little switch." And they just hit him on his hip. And then he was in that shoe like that. Oh, man, good help, man. I got my well figured out. I said, "Mom, did we get him in?" I said, "Yeah, Mac, you got him in the truck." He said, "He can't jump over, can he?" I said, "I hope to God he can't jump over." No, he didn't jump. He's a big one. He said he weighed 1,400 and something. He knew he was a big cow. And he said, he didn't jump. He just go to post it. And where he could push, he just right across here, he just push it down, walk on out. And he got to where he come to the house. And I said, "Well, I just can't run after this cow all the time. I'm not supposed to go in the sunshine, no how. I'm not supposed to be out in the hot sun because I got high blood pressure." I said, "Mac, I ain't got one thing to tell you. You boys come out and get that bull and calm it off and set them with somebody else, put somebody else's fence down besides mine." And they come back glad and said,
chase him around.
"Mama, boy, we wouldn't take the room but a pet." He's just a clone pet. I can go to it. Now, I go to his head. Now, he kicked most anything, but I could go to his head and take my hand over and push it out the way and go on. And there's not help with just us three women, you know, right here in daytime. And we're just us two close to the house full of women here all the time for that. So, I mean, just me, I'm the oldest one that works with my cow. And there's no men here, you know, only the bottom. And the every cow I've got a pet, you can just go to them anywhere and where you want to and put your hands on. But just let a man step in and just agitate them so bad, you know how it is with
us.
And I said, "Mom, we'll just sell the rest of them when they're little." I said, "Okay." I'm really going to sell them when I get ready. So.
Get them tamed, kind of a pet.
That's right. He wasn't nothing but a pet, and I told him that. I said, "Now, a pet cow." I said, "Just like that, he's been raised. He's just about that big. I got him." I said, "And he's been raised right under me. And I've pegged him, I've scratched him, and the way I drive him to the house, if he gets out, he come out here and eat in the yard, and I get out here, I just go out there and either get a switch or get him something else and knock him on the hip to walk right on my town wherever you want him to go." And just when a man plays and gets to him, it just scared him. I said this morning, I said, "Well," I said, "you're right." I said, "I told you, there was about five or six boys out there. You know how rough they are. And then there was three grown men out there. And there was about 10 young'uns out there. And no sir, he went out there, came out that thing that just took that 10 carried on out with him." I said, "Mac, when you come back Wednesday, we won't have nobody out here but me and you and Hattie." And I said, "We're loaded." He said, "Mama, don't think we'll do it." But that old man, he was a good man. He was a good hand rig cow. I knew it. And he said he had the nerve.
He knew what to do with it.
That's right. Well, he knew that there were two men, you see, could stand in back of him and keep him up in the pen that I'd get him. When I got him running in the pen, you know, then I made him turn around, and that hit him right straight up to the shoe. And we yelled him when he in that